We all know it is the Feast of Trumpets, and this day of this Feast of Trumpets pictures the time of Jesus Christ's return to this earth. It's something that I'm sure we will hear more about as we proceed today, but that time of Jesus Christ's return will be a time when he confronts the world head on in its unrighteous ways. And the world will fight against him because they are so deceived. They will think that he is the Antichrist because they are hearing the truth that does not, that is unrecognizable by them. There will be conflict here on earth against the forces of evil. That's a future time. I want to talk about today. Today, we live in the time that leads up to that moment when Jesus Christ does return. In this time, right now, the world is so mired in sin that people can't even recognize it for what it is. That which is good is called bad. That which is bad is called good. Everything is upside down and inside out. The world does not know the truth. They are shielded behind a shroud from the truth, deceived by Satan. And folks, we've just barely begun. We know that times will get worse and worse, increasingly, exponentially. You just wait until the persecution against the people of God really becomes more serious, when we are fearing for our lives. Times will get tough. This is the world that we live in and the times that are out in front. The sin that enshrouds the world in a cloak of darkness right now will increase. It will become worse and worse until that time when Jesus Christ does return. This is the world we live in. The world and its ways stand opposed to the truth that we have in our heart, the way of life that God has given to us, and all of those who worship the true God. Make no mistake, we are living in a time of war. But what kind of war are we in? How are we to fight? The title of my sermonette today is Soldier On. And I want to talk about this topic of the war that we are in and how we are to think of it, what we are to do. Turn with me to James 4, and I'll read verses 1 through 4. This one's important for us to set the groundwork about not only what war we are in, but what war we are not in. There we go. James 4 and verse 1. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and you do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war. Yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. To be clear, the wars of man are not ours to fight. We don't kill. We don't inflict harm on others. These wars that James speaks about at the outset, those are man's wars. We as Christians are to do the opposite of what man's wars do. We are to show love to people, even to our enemies. We don't fight that way. The wars of man are clearly condemned by God. They are opposed to the commandments of God. But we see here that wars of man have their origin in worldliness, desires for power and wealth. That worldliness turns out to be what we fight against. We need to keep this in mind because the way that we think, the source of our motivations, determines our allegiance. Think about that. What is at the source of our action? Are we trying to glorify God? Or are we trying to glorify ourselves? Are we trying to obtain power or wealth? Is that our motivation? Well, depending upon how you answer that, it determines whether we are on God's side or not. If we are worldly in our desires, we become enemies of God. And that is a problem. We need to come out of the world, not become allies with it. Now, the trouble, of course, is that as we do align ourselves with God, we will put ourselves in the minority. We live in this world right now, and this world is against God. The media that we consume, that we can't avoid, in fact, it affects our thinking. It affects our beliefs. When our beliefs are influenced by the world that we live in, we put ourselves in serious danger. When our beliefs turn against God and start doubting the truth, start doubting the commandments of God, start doubting what we hear from our ministry, that's a problem. The beliefs that we have need to be rooted in the Word of God. And when our beliefs are rooted in the Word of God, that determines how we act. That determines our motivations. That determines what side we are on. The war that we are in is a sneaky one. It seeks to destroy us by poisoning our beliefs and turning us away from God. Our war is not one that we can watch on the TV or on YouTube. Our war is much different. Turn with me to Ephesians 6, and I'll read verses 10 through 13. This describes the war that we are in. Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The war that we are in is a spiritual one. We are at war right now, but it's not a physical one where our bodies might be killed. That's not how we fight. The war that we are in is a spiritual one where our eternal lives are threatened and they are under attack. Our lives in the kingdom of God, in the family of God, are under attack. Now, it's very important to understand that if we think we can stand there defenseless and just keep going along, we are deceived. We need to be ready. We need the armor of God. We can't stand there unequipped. How are we to be soldiers in God's army to fight this spiritual war? The armor of God equips us with faith, with the gospel of the kingdom of God, with righteousness, hope of salvation, and the word of God. Those are our armaments. That is what we can defend ourselves with. That is how we can withstand in this war. Now, if we don't use these pieces of armor, we will become vulnerable in this war against the ways of this world. We will become at risk of being influenced by Satan, by influenced by the world, and have our beliefs compromised. And when our beliefs are compromised, if we lower our defenses, our beliefs turn into actions motivated by the wrong sources. It's that easy to slip away. We need to wear that armor of God. Brethren, we don't merely live in a time of war, standing here as innocent bystanders, innocent civilians. No. We are soldiers in this war. Do you feel like a soldier? It's pretty easy to go through your day-to-day life and not think that way. But the fact is, we must. We have to have that mindset where we are soldiers in this war, the spiritual battle. Turn with me to 2 Timothy 2, and I'd like to read verses 3 through 4. Second Timothy 2, beginning in verse 3. You, therefore, must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. It says very plainly here that we are soldiers of Jesus Christ. We are under his command. We follow his lead. And it's a relief to do so because he knows what he's doing. Battling against sin, upholding the truth, fighting for righteousness and for the glory of God, that is our mission. As soldiers enlisted, what are we to do as we fight for these purposes? We are to endure hardship, as it says here, of living in this world that stands against us. This world stands against righteousness and the truth. It will oppose us as we try to live a righteous way. We also need to stay focused on this mission. We don't become distracted by the world. We don't entangle ourselves in the world. We stay focused, always mindful of what we are doing. That means we don't allow ourselves to be distracted by what the media will tell us is right or wrong. That is the kind of thing that will pull us over to the other side if we are not careful. Turn with me to 1 Timothy 6, and I'd like to read verses 11 and 12. Just a page over. You may not even need to turn. 1 Timothy 6, verse 11. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you are also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Our mission is to pursue the transformation of our lives, to grow spiritually, to fight this good fight. That is how we fight as soldiers in Christ's army. The war that we are fighting is a peculiar one. It's one that the world does not understand. There are no bombs going off. There are no air raid sirens, no gunfire at night, no helicopters hovering over our homes, putting us in physical fear, at least right now. There's no physical violence in the war that we fight. But we are soldiers enlisted to fight. We fight against what we cannot see. Our beliefs are under siege. Our eternal lives in the family of God are under attack. But we can take encouragement. We are on the winning side in this war. By using the spiritual armor and weapons that have been entrusted to us, there's no question that we will be victorious. Brethren, soldier on.